Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A big spike in COVID-19 cases nationwide. We have the story.
Governor Kelly plans to delay the start of the Kansas school year. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police arrest 5 people for allegedly robbing an Academy Sports and Outdoor store. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County looks to hire a diversity and inclusion officer. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Widespread clouds have moved into southern Kansas, and with an increase in moisture, a chance of a few thunderstorms this morning. Our full forecast for the rest of today is coming up.
Several states that began reopening in May are seeing a spike of coronavirus cases. Fox's Phil Keating has more.
In Arizona, 1 in 4 COVID-19 tests is coming back positive. In Texas, which set its one-day record of more than 10,000 cases Tuesday, intensive care nurses are voicing concerns that as the situation worsens, there won't be enough frontline workers to cover hospital needs in the country's hotspots. And the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying it's one of the most difficult times we've experienced in public health, and warning that the fall and winter could be the worst yet, as flu season coincides with the coronavirus, and adding runny nose and nausea to the list of COVID-19 symptoms.
There are over 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S., with nearly 137,000 deaths. Kansas governor says she will delay the reopening of the state's K-12 schools for nearly a month until after Labor Day.
On Wednesday, the governor announced that she'll be issuing 2 executive orders. One will push back the start date for schools.
I cannot in good conscience open schools when Kansas has numerous hotspots where cases are at an all-time high and continuing to rapidly rise.
The other will require districts to use precautions such as masks and temperature checks.
Because the Board of Education's health guidelines are not enforced, I will also issue an executive order to make those common sense mitigation strategies that are in the board's plan mandatory, because we have already seen what happens when guidelines are voluntary.
The plan will also impact fall sports. Kelly announced her plans only hours after the State Board of Education approved roughly 1,100 pages of reopening guidelines for local boards of education. Kelly says she will issue the orders on Monday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested 5 people on suspicion of aggravated robbery and theft at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
At approximately 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, police said officers responded to a disturbance with weapons call at the store in the 2700 block of North Mays Road. Officers contacted a 42-year-old employee who reported 5 people entering the business and attempting to leave with over $2,000 in merchandise without paying. With the assistance of witnesses, police said they located a suspect vehicle at 13th and Tyler, and a second suspect vehicle was located at 17th and Tyler. 5 people were arrested. The stolen merchandise was recovered and returned to the store. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County will be adding a diversity and inclusion officer position.
County Manager Tom Stoles says for some time they've been looking at ways to include diverse ideas and voices both from within and outside their organization. He says it's important for employees to be heard and outline many reasons for such a hire.
It would be used to enhance recruitment, hiring, promotion, and retention of diverse staff with a variety of experiences and backgrounds to make our organization as strong and inclusive as possible.
The position will also help review county policies and procedures. There's no timetable for when someone will be hired, but the county manager said they will be looking for an exceptional person to fill that role. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for a second federal execution this week. The vote to allow the execution of Wesley Ira Perkey was 5-4, with the court's four liberal members dissenting in the decision early today. Perkey is said to be suffering from dementia. His execution had originally been scheduled for Wednesday evening at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. Perkey was convicted of killing a 16-year-old girl in Kansas City, Missouri, before dismembering her body. Lawyers for the 68-year-old Kansas man argue he has dementia and is unfit to be executed. They said he doesn't understand why he is being executed. President Trump has a new campaign manager.
Brett Parscale is out while veteran GOP operative Bill Stepien is in as President Trump's new campaign manager. The move comes as polls from Fox, NBC, Quinnipiac, and others show the president trailing behind Democratic rival Joe Biden. It also comes after a Washington Post report portrayed Parscale as self-promoting and aloof. The president posted the news on Facebook saying Parscale will continue to play a role in the campaign, working on digital strategies. As for Stepien, he served as national field director for the Trump campaign in 2016. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in sports, we'll talk about the beginning of the 2020 MLB season for the Kansas City Royals, all coming up in just a few minutes.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he has tested positive for the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steven, 10 in the morning here at 8:08 on a Thursday morning. California, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he has tested positive for the coronavirus, making him the first governor to report testing positive. The first-term Republican made the announcement Wednesday during a virtual news conference. 48-year-old Stitt has backed one of the country's most aggressive reopening plans and resisted a statewide mask mandate. Federal judge is dismissing a coronavirus-related lawsuit.
Cruise ship passengers Ronald and Eva Weisberger say they're owed damages from Grand Princess and the Carnival Corporation. They didn't catch the coronavirus while on board a vessel, but say the emotional distress they endured over fears of COVID merits more than $1 million, and the cruise ship company should pay up. A federal judge, though, is rejecting their argument and their lawsuit. Ruling warns if the suit were to proceed, it could lead to a flood of trivial lawsuits. Tom Graham, Fox News.
America's fittest city has just been announced.
Congratulations, Arlington, Virginia. You're in great shape. For the third year in a row, the Washington, D.C. suburb is named the fittest city in the United States. The list comes from a report by the American College of Sports Medicine and the Anthem Foundation. The annual American Fitness Index looked at cities based on 33 measurements, including health behaviors, chronic diseases, and community infrastructure indicators. Seattle, Washington came in at number 2, followed by Minneapolis, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, and San Francisco, California, rounding out the top 5. John Saucier, Fox News.
A former police officer in Hawaii is sentenced for making a homeless man lick a urinal.
A judge telling John Rabago to imagine someone forcing his two young daughters to do what he did to the victim as she sentenced the former Honolulu police officer to 4 years in prison. Rabago and another officer found the homeless man in a public bathroom stall while responding to a nuisance call in 2018. Judge Leslie Kobayashi saying Rabago threatened to beat the man and shove his face in a toilet if he didn't lick the urinal, then held him down until he licked it. Rabago pled guilty to 2 civil rights violations. The judge sadly summed it up, telling Rabago he robbed the man of the only possession he had left, his dignity. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And in traffic, we're starting to get some rain here in the Wichita area right now.
Yeah,
that rain's starting to fall here, so watch out for slick roadways. And remember, if you have those windshield wipers going, you do have to have the headlights on as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of thunderstorms once again was moving our way from the west, and that will bring in a few thunderstorms across southern parts of Kansas through about mid to late morning. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s by noontime, close to 90 today if we see a break in the clouds. The overnight low 74, 99 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now light rain. We have a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. 8:12 now. Steve and 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. With us this morning, special guest is Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman. Good morning, Tabitha. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
Listen, we got an election coming up, got a primary on August 4th, and I got the Shelley and I got our application in the mail. We're gonna vote by mail this time around. Are you getting a lot of people doing that so far?
We are. We've actually received close to 50,000 applications to vote by mail, which, to put that in perspective, the last presidential primary, we only mailed out a total of 8,100 ballots. So this is a significant increase this time around.
Wow. Okay. Now, that's a huge increase. Huh? Is there a bigger possibility with mail? Is there a bigger possibility that somebody could vote illegally? You know what I'm saying?
We get that question a lot. One of the things that we have in Kansas, though, is we have some very robust laws that help protect our elections, and that's no different for voting by mail, especially if you filled out that application. You know that you had to provide a valid ID on that application, which we actually have a way to check, and we check for each voter. We also confirm your signature on the application, and then when you return the ballot by mail, we also confirm your signature matches. And my staff and I have been trained by a handwriting expert in comparing signatures, so we know what we're doing and know what to look for.
How long have you been the election commissioner now?
Getting close to 9 years.
Oh,
actually.
Really? Does it seem longer? I mean,
it does, especially this year. It really does, because you know when you combine the global pandemic we're dealing with, and now I'm actually fighting lymphoma at the same time. So this year feels a lot longer than 9 years, because I'm actually talking to you from my hospital bed right now.
Best to you, Tabitha, and thanks for doing this.
Yep.
That's above and beyond the call of duty. How much, what are you looking at as far as turnout this time around?
That is actually anybody's guess. I'm going to be honest with you, because when we're seeing the requests for by mail that we're seeing, these numbers are really high. But when I look at the people who have asked for ballots by mail, a lot of these people have not voted in a primary in recent history. And so that tells me that we still have a large segment of people who are going to vote in person. So I'm going to anticipate that our turnout numbers are going to be higher. But we normally see around 20% to 30% turnout in the primary. So hopefully we'll see higher this time around.
In the primary, you have to declare, as I understand it, a party. But then general election, you do not have to declare a party, do you?
That is correct.
Okay, got it right.
Everything, And the primary, the thing that's important for people to remember on the primary is we actually only conduct the primary for the Democratic and Republican parties. So these are their primaries, but we run it. So when you go to vote, you have to be a member of one of those two parties. If you're a Libertarian, we don't have anything for you to vote on. There is no ballot for you for this election. So if you're unaffiliated, when you go to the polls, you can declare, but you have to declare and say, I want to become a member of either the Democratic or Republican Party to get a ballot. And the other thing is, if you already belong to one of those parties, you can't switch. The deadline's already passed for you to change parties, so you have to vote the party that you already belong to.
And now I know you're having a problem getting volunteers this year. Usually one of the great things about going to vote is you'll find someone there who's usually a retired person, and three or four of them, and they're very helpful and they have a good time. But you having some trouble finding enough volunteers this time?
We have been. I put out a cry for help, and we got quite a few applications. So we are sitting in a much better position than we were a week ago. So that's very encouraging. But, you know, one of the things that people are going to need to understand is our election worker pool, about 75% of those people are in the high-risk category based on their age alone. And so we have a lot of first-time people working the polls this time around. So just be understanding, be patient. And thank them for being there. And, you know, I know everybody has an opinion about wearing a mask, but there is a rule in place saying that you have to wear a mask. And please do not give my poll workers grief about it, because they are not getting paid very much and they are working a very long day to serve you. So please just follow the rules and be kind to those poll workers.
You got some other sanitation things you're doing around the polling places as well, Tabitha?
We absolutely do. First of all, our poll workers will be supplied with protective gear for themselves to protect themselves. They will have disinfectant supplies to clean off voting machines, that sort of thing. Everyone, when they come in, will actually be provided with a stylus so that they can go through their voting experience without touching either the electronic poll book or the voting machine. And then you can actually take that stylus with you when you leave. We're trying to make it as touchless as possible, but then we've actually hired professional cleaning crews to come through and disinfect the polling places multiple times throughout election day and early voting to make sure that all those high touch surfaces are being cleaned on a regular basis to try and minimize the risk for voters and for the poll workers.
Oh, wow. Sounds like we've got it all covered. Listen, thank you so much for
spending
some time with us this morning, and all our
best
to you. And I hope things go well. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. That's Tabitha Lehman, who is being treated for lymphoma right now. Did she say lymphoma? I think that's what she said. And was good enough to do an interview with us this morning. So there you go, say Sedgwick County Election Commissioner. Coming up on 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Jad Chambers. He's doing sports this morning for us, Jad.
That's right, and we've got the Kansas City Royals getting ready to start the very different 2020 season that's going to start up next week, making an announcement. Left-hander Danny Duffy going to get that first start against the Indians in Cleveland next week. 31-year-old is making his third start on opening day. This one admittedly different than the others. The game July 24th will begin a season shortened to just 60 games because of the pandemic. And that's going to last August through September. In 2020's summer training, the Royals have dealt with four positive COVID-19 tests, including both of the catchers on their 40-man roster. But they got some good news. Tuesday night, Salvador Perez rejoined the team after an isolation period. Here's Salvi.
After my game yesterday, I don't think it's going to take me that long. Honestly, you guys, I maybe need 3 or 4 days to see some pitcher. Take some at-bat, and I think I'll be fine.
So good news for the Royals there. Salvi is back. Excellent news for the Royals. We've got Salvi back, and they get their start underway next week. Fans roaring from the grandstands during Wednesday night's NASCAR All-Star Race in Bristol, Tennessee. The largest event with spectators in the United States since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March.
He cut it down by a tenth, but not enough.
3,000, boys.
Chase Elliott gets his first.
Super proud of you guys.
First All-Star win in his fifth start. And becomes the 25th different driver to win NASCAR's All-Star Race.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR.
How about that?
Adds the largest crowd for a sporting event since the pandemic started. Not too shabby there for NASCAR in Bristol. Tiger Woods is making his return to the links for his first event since the PGA Tour's restart. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Tiger Woods feels the PGA of America has proven themselves prepared amid this COVID-19 pandemic, which led to his decision to return today for the Memorial, a tournament that he's won 5 times.
Seeing how the tour has played out, how they started, and I feel that I'm comfortable enough to come back out here and play again, and I'm excited to do it.
Tiger's going to be in good company for tee off this afternoon in Dublin, Ohio, grouped with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka. Winner of this year's Memorial will still get a celebratory handshake from the tournament's host, Jack Nicklaus, but the golf legend admits he's open to an elbow bump. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So, got PGA starting up today. Tiger Woods back on the links. Good news there. The scheduled arrival on campus for the KU basketball players for summer workouts is going to be delayed. They're delaying it from July 20th, where the NCAA rules started allowing college basketball coaches and trainers to begin working their players 8 hours a week from July 20th up till the start of the school on July 24th. However, KU's going to be delaying things until August 2nd. KU coach Bill Self said it's a spike in Douglas County cases specifically that's making them delay their start. Of course, again, that's only 8 hours a week for that primary period there, so not really missing a whole lot. And Coach Self says the team has had meetings via Zoom, and they've been working out at home, so things moving along in a very strange year for the University of Kansas.
Yes.
The basketball players there. We also have a huge sports birthday today. I'm not sure there's a bigger Wichita sports birthday out there.
Yeah.
On this day in 1968, Barry Sanders was born right here in Wichita. He went to North High here in Wichita. He got a scholarship at Oklahoma State. He was a backup his freshman and sophomore year at Oklahoma State behind Thurman Thomas. Yeah, there's a running back core right there. Thurman Thomas backed up by Barry Sanders. Sanders joined the Detroit Lions in 1989, had a fantastic 10-year career there in Detroit. In 2019, he was included in the National Football League's 100th anniversary all-time team. He joined some of the greatest running backs of all time there, alongside fellow Hall of Famers such as Jim Brown and Walter Payton. Some really big names there, and Wichita's very own Barry Sanders right in the middle of all of that. One of the greatest running backs of all time in the NFL was born on this day in Wichita in 1968. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. A woman complains about a hostile work environment at the New York Times. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.